Inselmilkom. Jiena il-professur Paul Paċ flimkien mal-kollega tiegħi Dr. Jane Spiteri nilqgħukom mill-ġdid tal-programm ieħor mis-sensiela Sostenibilità, Riċerka u Esperjenzi Lokali.
Din is-sensiela toffri lis-semija opportunitajiet biex isiru mitħla tar-riċerka fl-iżvilupp sostenibbli li qed issir fl-Università ta' Malta. Matul il-programm se niltaqgħu ma' żewġ mistinnin li magħhom se naraw żewġ aspetti differenti ta' sostenibilità. Aspetti li indirizzaw b'mod differenti l-miri tal-ġnus maquda għall-iżvilupp sostenibbli.
Illum għandi pjaċir nilqa' fostna kollega u ħabib tiegħi, il-professur Peter Mayo. Nsellimlek, Peter.
Grazzi tal-istedina li tnejlinkom lil-Jane. Nsanalkom first name?
Mela,
Paul, Paolo għaxan ħabib ta. U Jane, kollegi tiegħi.
Grazzi tal-qajt l-istedina tagħna. Mal-mistieda nillum se nitkellmu fuq l-isfidi tat-tagħlim tul il-ħajja. Tweġiba għall-migrazzjoni u l-miri tal-iżvilupp sostenibbli. Peter, sanajlek in ukoll Peter fil-first name. Għajdinna xi ftit xi ħaġa dwarek u x'tip ta' riċerka tagħmel fl-università.
Illi nallem l-Università ta' Malta mill-1988 kont tħalt part-time b'appointment post mill-Kunsill approvat kont nallem is-soċjoloġija tal-edukazzjoni mbagħad mort nagħmel id-dottorat l-ewwel wieħed li għandi u mbagħad mort ġejt lura u kelli post mal-ewwel fil-qasam ta' edukazzjoni tal-adulti bqajt nallem soċjoloġija wkoll u r-riċerka tiegħi bdiet minn dok student tal-PhD qabel ma tħalt ewwel iri. Dak iż-żmien kont naħdem mad-Dipartiment tal-Edukazzjoni konna ngħidulu hekk dak iż-żmien. Fi ħdan il-Ministeru tal-Edukazzjoni kienu poġġjoni uffiċjal inkarigat mill-edukazzjoni tal-adulti. Mbagħad suppost il-ħadd Education Assistant.
Sewa. U jiġifieri taħseb li dik kienet li ispiratek biex imbagħad isek tifok għalkemm ovvjament l-għalqa tiegħek hija wiesa' ħafna f'dal-qasam.
Meta konna nagħlem fl-iskejjel qabel. Dejjem meta konna nagħmel intervisti niftakar f'magazin jisma' The Teacher kien jħoġġ mill-MUT. Kont dejjem nitfa' mistoqsija fl-edukazzjoni tal-adulti għaliex jiena stess tħalt tal-istudju pjuttost adult milli adolexxenti qabel ma konx nagħti każ ħafna. Imma mbagħad żar kambjament fija waqa' San Paolo fuq iż-żiemel u lejn it-triq lejn Damasku mhux bidlet ħajti kompletament, mhux għal aħjar forsi. Imma darba kelli konversazzjoni ma' persuna. U għallint naħseb adult education, edukazzjoni tal-adulti. U dak inkummentek, għamlu mod jitmu, u laqatni. Għamlu doffi qara xi ħaġa dwar li qasbis qrajt dwar in-nifsi.
U dak kien id-dabaskuti.
Għax kont sejjer nagħmel masters fis-soċjoloġija ta' edukazzjoni u mod bittir li r-riċerka nagħmilha fuq edukazzjoni tal-adulti u meta applikajt għall-Commonwealth Scholarship u kont ixxurtjat però. Batun li l-Kanada li nistana ħammur l-Ingilterra, ovvjament aħna koloniali, dejjem dak jessib tana bat bittis li ħajti dik, għaxin bat kelli zbaħ sena u nosta ħajti. Mort bittir li ħanamer riċerka u meta mort tal-intervista, naħseb irbaħtom billi nitkellem fuq l-edukazzjoni tal-adulti. Iktar mill-soċjoloġija tal-edukazzjoni u ħatta mill-perspettiva tas-soċjoloġika.
Tajjeb.
Naħseb min hemm bdiet.
Tajjeb ferm. Allura, x'nifhmu meta ngħidu pedagoġija kritika u edukazzjoni trasformattiva. U kemm huma effettivi dawn meta niġu għal diskors dwar żvilupp sostenibbli?
Mela, ħanara. L-għonet nispjegaw il-semmija għaliex biżna għall-edukazzjoni kritika. Well, meta kont jiena qed nistudja, però ma kontx waħdi, għaliex xortija tajba meta ġejt Malta kellna fostna u intkom tafuh u sija bħala kollega forsi anke kien jgħallem lilek ġejn il-mibki professur Ronald Sultana li ħallina sanilu u ftit iżjed. Sit lilu ġejn li ġie minn New Zealand dik is-sa' xejra. Aħna meta kont il-Kanada u forsi ngħid imna l-lamortem. Ġejt espost għal nies li huma nebħa mill-idejat ta' Paulo Freire, nies anki li ħadmu fil-qrib ma' Paulo Freire, nsemmi kellna visiting fellow Carlos Alberto Torres, magħruf ħafna, very close, kien close ħafna, kien qrib ħafna ma' Paulo Freire. Allora kelli l-aħjar nies li stajt naħdem magħhom fis-sessin qed nieħu kursijiet fid-Dipartiment tas-Soċjoloġija tal-Fakultà tal-Arti fej studjajt il-Marx u da. Allora dan huwa xi ftit jowiss influwenzaw. Ċertament politikament għamluni iktar lej xelluk. Qabel kon ngħid li jien ma daqsxejn rieħ u ma lajr ittir għax m'għandekx bażi soda. Dan hawnhekk bl-Ingliż ngħidu cemented. Tawni s-siment, waħluni, kaħralment. Issa, dejjem kont miftuħem, għatma mill l-ideologija pala knisja, an ideological church, kif najdu bl-Inglis. Ok, knisja ideologika, ekti tajdek, ma taħx tuqqa bil-Malti, ma zoma. U iktib ta' letteratura li kont esposta li għallu, konvinċitni, ija ġadit nara l-affarijiet blenti differenti, li aħna maħniċ neutrali, xejmu neutrali, ma najċ kollox, imma men xej neutrali, u li ħafna zballi li għamilt pala l-lim fl-iskejjel, ġew mill-fatt li kon nemmen dat tip ta' edukazzjoni, li tista' tkun neutrali, jaħasret niprova nejnhom daw. Qed nippovanejna qed nagħmilhom il-ġid u ma jridux joqogħdu. Ma konx ngħid dik ir-resistenza għat-tip ta' kultura esterna qed inġibilhom jien u qed ngħaddi minn fuq il-kulturi mhux kultura, kulturi tagħhom. U dik ovvjament bidlit li kienet bidla fil-paradigma tiegħi. U din ovvjament naf il-formazzjoni ta' dit-tip. Min huwa ta' kontrija daw min huwa ġej minn xejn oħra jgħidlek għattux it-torok li mort hemmhekk int tifhem li mort dak il-pajjiż, dak il-pajjiż trasformani. Issa l-interessanti hija dik biex xi kultant noqogħdu attenti kemm id-dinja tal-università u tal-istudenti hija maqtuha kollox mill-kumplament tas-soċjetà. Għax Alberta, meta semmi Alberta hija propju l-mekka tal-konservatiżmu Kanadiż. Ma stajċ inkun f'provinċja aktar konservativa il-kelma dispreġjattiva li jużaw meta mort Toronto sirna kif jitkellmu fuq naħatem redneck patterroni di right? Għax hija ħafna drabi hija agrari hemmhekk. Tifhem, però fl-università ma konx tinduna. U aħna fil-familji kon noqogħdu f'residenza ta' studenti miż-żewġin. U kemm ħafna nies li jaħdmu l-istess, kelli l-ġar tiegħi mill-Gwatemala, jgħid li affarijiet li qed isiru ħniżrijiet li qed isiru l-Gwatemala ilhom sejrin minn 50 meta l-Amerikani wara l-kwinti bħal dejjem provaw jagħmlu kol tas-sur nexxilhom kontra Arbenz. Qed ifhem li kien populista. Folleri da minn hemm ġi, mbagħad ġejt hawnhekk. U konna f'sekolu ma minn nitkellem Malta sa fuq dal-affarijiet. Għax hawn l-iktar li għandek liberali jew. U naħseb Ronald Sultana u kon naf kont naf li Mary Darmani nixxaqleb lem ukoll u Mary kienet nafa minn dik konna sixth form li ma kont student ta' EPI kienet, kienet stilla. U niftakar imnalla sibt lilhom. Mbagħad ovvjament Carmel Borch wara ġi Toronto meta kont nistudji hemm ukoll, eċetera. Imma dak iż-żmien hawnhekk issa kiet tissemmi dal-affarijiet jadduk passata, issa kiet tajċi dawa kbira ta' vuol diri. Imma insomma, pedagogija kritika allura biex niddefinija, diffiċli ddefinija. Meta titkellem dwar l-edukazzjoni, dak li ma konx tal-limt jien meta kont qed nagħmel teacher education tiegħi. Paolo jista' jkorreġini x'konna fl-istess żmien.
Mhux l-istess.
Ħli forsi kienet wejn li kellna xejn mod iktar pjuttost liberali. Jitfa' dawl fuq ir-rabta bejn dak li nagħmlu bħala għalliema, dak li nagħmlu bħala ħaddiema soċjali, social workers, dak li nagħmlu f'kollox fil-qasam kulturali fis-sens iktar wiesa' tagħha, naraw ir-rabta bejn għall-poter. U allura poter hija l-ftuħ ta' riżorsi għal min għandu dik l-edukazzjoni formali li aħna mbellaw li bil-mertu, mal-mertu għandu ħafna problemi, għax ikinti vantaġġjat. Ok? Tidher li għaddejt mill-eżami ma r-rizorsi li għajnuk biex taddi minn hemm, nista' nabqgħu sejn sada nitkellmu fuq hekk. Però pedagogija kritika toħ l-enfasi qiegħda fuq ir-rabta bejn l-edukazzjoni u l-poter. U minn hemm jien għalija minnu bdejt naqra dal-affarijiet u nitkellem asħabi. U anki għallima stess li kienu iktar avanzati minna jidherli dal-qasam fil-Kanada bidlet il-perċezzjoni tiegħi kompleta tal-edukazzjoni. Bdejt nitgħallem l-edukazzjoni mill-ġdid.
Fil-fatt, Pete, ġejt eżatt fejx taqtek fis-sens ta' semmejt li ħafna drabi r-realtajiet ta' l-universitajiet huwa totalment differenti jew hija ngħidu differenti. Mir-realtajiet li ħafna drabi jkunu għaddejjin in-nies hemm barra.
Ma toħroġ barra minn
hemm. Preċiż. Fil-fatt wieħed mill-gurus fl-edukazzjoni għal-żlupp sostenibbli, ċertu David Orr, jgħid l-ispeċi kull sena meta jkun hemm il-gradwazzjoni taqbdu għaf sata qalb jara dak il-balla graduati ħerġin li sa jiġu assorbiti fis-sistema u ma joħolqu bidla ta' xejn neqgħu għaddejjin. Allura l-mistoqsija awtomatika li tiġi kien anka bil-pedagogija stess li promuova Paolo Freire. Speċi kif tara r-rabta ta' dil pedagogija trasformattiva, detta pedagogija kritika. Timpatta fuq l-edukazzjoni u l-żvilupp sostenibbli.
Ovvjament, ġejt bibda ħsief moħħi, l-edukazzjoni ħan sejħilek ta' mill-żvilupp sostenibbli ħan sejħilha r-rabta mal-ekoloġija, mal-kosmos, hija fundamentali. Issa, fil-bidu, meta jien kon naqra daw l-kitbit, mhux Paolo Freire, biss isma' qabel Paolo Freire kien ħafna nies, speċjalment minn din-naħa tad-dinja. Ej, riċerka li qed nagħmel dal-aħħar nuri kemm dat tip ta' diskors ġi anki min-naħa tal-laħa tisfel tal-Ewropa. Qed niftehmu, u ma nażadax nitkellem fuq North Africa għax ma jiex ikun preżuntus. Ma nafx kemm Ibn Khaldun kien anki affaċċja dal-affarijiet, ma m'inhiex preżuntus. Ifhem jien ħobb nitkellem fuq dak li naf. U hemm ħafna li ma nafx. Issa, hawnhekk kien ħafna nies jitkellmu fuq dal-affarijiet hekk taraw il-Don Milani. L-Italja, ektar għaw il-Sesk Ferrar il-Gwardja li ħallas bħajtu fuq ċillaħ, kien anarkista da, minnaħa ta' Katalunja, daw n-nisse, diffiċi ta' kfeta metabdiet, l-ekoloġija, anki il-poeti romantiċi, għalmenu li l-iktar li influenzawni, meta naqra dal-affarijiet, niftakar Wordsworth, niftakar Coleridge, niftakar anki mhux Keats, mhux tant Keats, imma. Etifem, niftakar anki qabilhom x'ismu dak li jkellu Blake, William Blake, eċetera, li ħafna minn dawn nisi kotaw lil William Blake, per eżempju. Nitkellem niftakar fil-Kantiko delle Kreature, jgħidu l-ewwel poezija li jafu biha fil-lingwa taljana, ma nafx kemm vera, ta' Taljani korreġuni fuq da, ta' suġġett, dan ilhom jeżistu. Issa l-ekoloġija tidħol ħafna fija, hija fil-fundament tagħha. Allura ovvjament, hekk il-kritika hija kontra l-kapitalizmu, għax hemm qiegħda il-biċċa xogħol.
Għax li kont se ngħidlek, Pete.
Il-kritika hija kontra l-kapitalizmu.
Hemm tendenza li meta nitkellmu fuq sostenibilità nifqu fuq ir-romantiċiżmu tal-ambjent u l-frifet u l-għasafar, imma realtajiet ħafna iktar krudili.
Krudili, huma fil-bażi tal-mod ta' produzzjoni li qed ngħixu fiha.
U jekk tippermetti ħa nerġa' nwafqek fis-sens ta' u sansemmija x'naf li tissuġġeri anka fil-korsijiet tiegħek l-enċiklika Laudato Si tal-Papa, juża frażi li naħseb hija importanti ħafna li jgħid l-istess nuqqas ta' valuri li waslu għad-degrad ambjentali huma l-istess nuqqas ta' valuri li waslu għall-miżerja li għaddi minnha l-bniedem.
Mhux ovvja.
Jiġifieri imma tistax li kien hemm perjodu
anki l-pedagoġija kritika kienet nieqsam minnha waħda mill-kritika, waħda mill-kritika li jagħmlu mhux kritik, criticism, hemm differenza, kritik iktar analiżi. Anki tajt il-pozittif ukoll. Dik għandna nagħmlu żball, criticism, kritika ngħidu bil-Malti, ma nixxi żewġ kelmiet bil-Malti sa minn fina. Ija, għalli anki Paolo Freire, l-ewwel xogħol tiegħu l-iktar xogħol importanti, jibqa l-iktar wieħed importanti, pedagogija tal-maħkumin, tal-oppressi, qed niftehmu, maħkumin kif jagħmluha l-Arab, jittraduċuh l-Arab. Waħda mill-nuqqasijiet li għandu Paolo Freire hija l-viżjoni tibqa' antropoċentrika. Issa nispjegaw, għax qed tfol dik kelma kbira li kien jgħidilna xi ħadd, dik kelma kbira ta' antropoċentrika kollox jidur mal-bniedem, mal-bnedmin. Le, trid tkun bioċentrika. Ma nafx kif nuża terminoloġija tajba, Paul. Għax jiena Paul jgħallimni hef dal-affarijiet. Ma dik kollu problema mhur għandu. Etifem, u l-guru għalija, u Vince.
Jill l-istess namel, u.
Insomma, ija uroċentrika. Imman bat Paolo Freire għan kun fer. Tallem ħafna tul is-snin, anki kien seksist fil-kitbit tiegħu, qed niftehmu. Però mbagħad il-bniem żviluppa sakemm miet mbagħad fil-1997. Etifem, u mbagħad ovvjament kiteb anki fuq in-nisa li ma kienx kiteb fil-bidu, imma anke ħareġ minnha. F'infatti għall-mertu tiegħu hija, bħala mertu, meta kien ministru segretarju edukattiv fil-gvern municipali ta' São Paulo mhix ċajta, il-ħames forsi l-ikbar belt li hawn fid-dinja, qed tmexxi il-municipju fl-edukazzjoni mhux qed tmexxi Malta ta', qed niftehmu b'rispett kollu li kull min għamel ġitaw Malta, dana kien jibda propju mill-issues lokali. Mbagħad jidħol lej suġġett dak idombilani jgħid dal motivo okkażjonali għal motivo profondo. U kien jibda bl-ambjent. Jabdu Dead River, ġo Sao Paulo, hemm Dead River, jgħaddi minn ġonos il-xmara mejta. Ġonos Sao Paulo rajta bajnija jien, ma' Patri Juan Xerri għall-affirlu. Qed ifhem, jibda minn hemm u jitlu lej suġġetti minn hemm. Foderi mbagħad fil-daw it-temi komplessi tematiċi li beda bihom, tibda minn daw it-temi, daw situazzjonijiet eżistenzjali, mbagħad tersaq lej suġġett minn hemm. Dika kien daħal ħafna l-ambjent. Kien għamlu wkoll kienu firmatari kbar u provaw jwettqu, kien għadu ħaj Paolo Freire karta ta' terra, the Earth Charter. Qed niftehmu, qed ngħidha bl-Ingliż forsi ħafna nies jafu iktar bl-Ingliż. Karta ta' terra, il-karta tal-art, insomma biex ngħidu hekk. Foderi, dan ma jaqbad fil-pedagoġija kritika, naħseb l-iktar persuna li għamel xogħol fl-1999 kien Edmund Dow Sullivan. Li żewweġ il-pedagogija kritika mal, anzi mhux żewweġ, daħħal bil-kbir id-dimensjoni ekoloġika fid-diskors dwar il-pedagogija u l-ktieb klassiku tiegħu huwa Transforming Education li ħareġ minn Z Books mill-każa ta' mid-dar ta' pubblikazzjoni Z, il-lumijiet ta' Bloomsbury, sfortunatament naħseb, daħal fiha dak il-ktieb. U mbagħad kien hemm ieħor kienu Cruz Prado. U Francisco Gutierrez dal-aħħar ħallina l-huwa minn Burgos oriġinarjament ħarġu ktieb ekopedagoġija, mbagħad ħarġu ħafna. U mbagħad Greg Miziazek fuq ekopedagoġija, l-ħabiba tiegħu jkunu studenti flimkien il-Kanada dak iż-żmien Elizabeth Lange li kitbet ktieb bellezza fuq Transformative Learning. Dal-aħħar forsi nissuġġerix li jaqrawh ktieb paperback ma' Routledge, ħafna daħlu, però dan ma jaqbad fil-pedagoġija kritika u kienet waħda mill-limiti li kellna l-pedagoġija konna nitkellmu ħafna fuq klass fuq relazzjonijiet soċjali. Imma relazzjonijiet li inkludi aħna bħala parti min-natura mhux maqtugħin. U naħseb Paolo ġejb xi mistoqsija fuq di. Aħna mhux il-bot min-natura kif kien jgħid Marx u Engels l-iktar. Dialectic of Nature, aħna fil-natura, ma pijiet ta' relazzjoniet, kolla relazzjoniet li jgħidlhom Thomas Berry, l-influenza ħafna l-Edmund Dow Sullivan, Thomas Berry, patri passjonista, qed nifhem li m'għandniex minnhom Malta, li kien jgħidula all my relations, il-relazzjonijiet kollha. U hawnhekk jixbaħ ħafna il-Laudato Si. U dak li kiteb jew ħareġ taħt l-impronta ta' Bergoglio, ta' Jorge Bergoglio, Papa Francesco. Qed ifhem, di rabta ma' allura ovvjament il-kapitalizmu kif inhu, I'm sorry, kapitalizmu naf li ħanurta ħafna nies bil ngħidha, ma jenx biex dan jisir. U għal xej prova tatti biex jismu ta' mellaw ta' ċinga premela. Il-sistema fija n-nifisa ija anti-ambientalista, ma' nax Paolo xieħsa fuqa.
Bla dubju.
Mela, metta nitkellmu fra' lifelong learning il-lum. Il-lum, il-UNESCO iddikjarat li id-natu l-importanza l-żlupp sostenibli. Mux il-lum ma' wara l-Millennium Development Goals. Daw goals li tiffirmom maħat medikasun ħafna drabi ta' sfortunatament, et tifa jibqa fuq il-karta. Tista' tużhom biex tikkritika mbagħad. Tippunta lihom. Issa sejn il-ma, dan jfisser. Il-mod kif nikkonċepixxu l-edukazzjoni tul ħajja, anzi t-talim tul ħajja, issa hawnhekk noqogħdu attenti. Għax education tfisser fil-lingwa Angliża tfisser toħloq xi ħaġa, toħloq strutturi. Learning issa kulħadd jista' jitgħallem, nista' nitlam kif nisraq. Right? Kif inkun sexist, kif inkun rapist, kif nagħmel stupru, nista' nitgħallem dan l-affarijiet. Fejgin biex jitmejjer jgħidlhom l-istudenti tiegħu your education ma' mod ironiku. And niftehmu, lifelong learning biex ikun għal żvilupp sostenibbli, jitim bidel kollu ħsieb. Issa ħsibda l-aħħar sar lifelong learning minn kunċett vast, kif kien jgħallimna l-professur Kenneth Wayne. Sowa? Espansjonista, ħaduh l-OECD u l-European Union u għamluħ ekonomiku. Right? Inti tallem biex tiġi impiegabli li ma tfissirx tkun impiegat, eh? Tista tkun impiegabli ma tkunx impiegat.
Tajjeb. Allora f'dan il-kontest, fl-opinjoni tiegħek, kif nistgħu nindirizzaw dawn l-isfidi tal-iżvilupp sostenibbli li fihom infushom huma sfidi wkoll?
Iktar milli.
Fih dan l-ekonomija globalizzata li qed ngħixu fiha. Fejn nitkabbir ekonomiku f'post wieħed ħalli impatt anke mbagħad f'post ieħor.
Kullum kif fid-dinja. Mhux ikkabbir ekonomiku mod partikolari, ma kollox. Dak li jiġri hawn. Ħaj kollu reaction fuq di.
Ecco.
Ovvjament, li mira maħrisna naħuħom imma l-mira tkun meta nallem nidħol viżjoni. Unprova naqsem dal-viżjoni sadak brainwashing li, għax jħallihom jaħsbu l-istudenti, u ġili l-istudenti ħoġu għafed għatma s-sifuqom jien. F'kolunka livell, għet nitkellem, kolunka livell anki primarja, voliri, kinti l-es biex titallem, tiskanta, għax minn joħroġ minnħal il-tifel, jo tifla li għettallem, jo tfal li għettallem, toħroġ kultura. Mod kif nħarsu li l-affarijiet hija differenti milli qatt konna fjien. Issa, ovvjament meta kont tallim ma kontx konna rom tal-affarijiet, għax ma kontx espost tal-affarijiet. Alberta bidli tnif tal-affarijiet. Alberta il-provinċja. Mhux waħdi
kwara. Temna f'temna.
Ovvjament l-attitudni, allura din hija xi ħaġa trasversali, din mhux sempliċement għandna suġġett fuq l-ambjent, tajjeb għax nitlu fil-fond. Imma dejtu tkun kollox, mela jiet nagħlem literatura, dak li naf jien, noħroġ tal-element. U għandek fejn timraħ fil-literatura. Qed nagħlem il-lingwa, joħorġu tal-affarijiet, qed nagħlem ir-reliġjon. Kif konna nagħmlu f'meta konna fil-primarja. Qed tifhem, għandek fejn għandek biżibilju, imbagħad toħroġ kwistjonijiet, imbagħad hawnhekk isir perikolus. Allura l-annimal li nqatel. Ma ta' kħu diskors iħor issa. Però għu diskors ma nistawx nitfaw taħt il-tapit. Għajdi għu għadhom il-kontradizjoni l-gbar. Għatifem biħaj kollok sustainable living umbat, nibqaw neħxu, neqtlu, dal, xismu. Għatifem, ekk għandu kun, jtikun l-attitudni, u inti tkattar, tejn kattar dak l-attitudni, la' għennet li fil-edukazzjoni il-tfal li etnalmu. Narawhom bħala ġbijat relazzjonali, relational beings. Ġbijat najdulhom. Ġbijat, għax qed neħu l-Malti kif qed nitkellmu hekk u dal-frażijiet. Qed ifhem li noqogħdu attenti għax aħna ħafna rabbi l-ewwel darba qed nagħmluhom insomma waħda mill-ftit okkażjonijiet. Relational being. Relations ma' min? Ma' kollox, ma' kulħadd, mhux mal-persuni biss dik importanti, importanti, imma lil mill-persuni wkoll. Kolunkwa ħajja kreattiva. U allura l-erda ta' dak il-ħajja kreattiva hija erda li għandek tolqotni fis-sow għax qed tolqot lili, għax meta inti taqret in-natura taqret lilek innifsek, għax int parti minnha.
Ecco. Fil-fatt Pete, l-ħin tiranni ġifieri, b'mod konċiż ħafna.
Kif tista dan l-edukazzjoni tul il-ħajja jgħin biex tinkoraġġix l-integrazzjoni ta' l-emigranti u barranin li jgħixu fostna? Tkun konċiż, Pete.
L-ewwel iridu nrikkonoxxu li l-emigrant li ġie Malta jiġib miegħu ħafna affarijiet. Bit-Taljan jgħidu bagaglio, bagaglia sieħa ta' ħiliet, ta' viżjonijiet, tradizzjoni ta' erf, tradizzjoni ta' ħsieb, tradizzjoni ta' kultura. Ma jiġix biss biex jiġi biss dak li ngħidulu bl-Ingliż labor power. Dak biss naħarsu ħafna drabi. Qed tifhem, jiġi bħala persuna kompleta dak li aħna mod sofistikat nitkellmu soġġettivitajiet diversi, vuol diri aspetti differenti tal-personalità tagħna. Anki hija f'relazzjoni jew qiegħda f'relazzjoni ma natura. Ħafna minnhom fil-fatt jgħalmuna f'dan l-affarijiet għax jiġu minn soċjetajiet fejn jħossu ruhom qrib in-natura, aħna Malta m'għandniex ftit għandna nies, ma nafx intqiet ma' nies jiena ġibu għajnek qatt ma kont noħlom ħantaqa' magħhom Malta minn Ginja Bissau, eċetera. Indiġeni pereżempju. L-indiġenu għandhom kultura sieħa tal-web of life. Ix-xibka tal-ħajja. Fakkarni f'Coleridge meta jitkellem fil-One Life minn studja letteratura Ingliża, niftakru fil-Rime of the Ancient Mariner di u Aeolian Harp jisemmija. Il-One Life. Din hija l-All My Relations li jitkellem fuq Thomas Berry. Iġibuhom magħhom, għandhom ħafna xalmuna mela aħna ma narawhomx biss bħala oġġett ekonomiku, ma narawhom bnedmin f'relazzjonijiet ma' oħrajn. U għandhom ħafna xituna xjalmuna, palma dejjem għalmuna, infatti, minn oġġett għal suġġett. Dan huwa fil-qalba tal-ktieb ta' Paolo Freire, Pedagogija tal-Oppressi. Oġġett bidem sfruttat, bidem impost fuq minn ħaddieħor, kollox impost fuq minn ħaddieħor, strument, l-immigrant naraħ bħala strument ekonomiku, naħassuh bi ftit flus biex jagħmel xogħol li l-unions ma ħallux il-membri tagħhom jagħmlu. Anki jekk nistgħu ma ħallosomx inġibilhom il-pulizija kif jagħmlu postijiet, ħafna postijiet, naħseb anki smajt anki Malta, qed tiftehmu ma nafx kif dawn in-nies imbagħad jista' jkollhom kuxjenza. Imbagħad ovvjament għal suġġett meta bniedem huwa għandu jagħti iktar kontroll tad-destin tagħha u tiegħu mingħajr ma jaħqar il ħaddieħor. Għax inti għandek kontroll fuq id-destin tiegħek imma titaħseb għal ħaddieħor. Ngħixu relazzjonijiet kompleti. La taħqar ħaddieħor qas taħqar il-kreaturi l-oħra.
Jien waħda mill-affarijiet li laqtitni mill-diskors li kien għal wieħed mill-chiefs tal-American Indians biex niftehmu.
Slufa.
Li qal li m'għandniex inħarsu lejn id-dinja bħala risors imma bħala omm.
Bħala omm. U li l-ambjent id-dinja l-pjaneta kif ngħidu
l-pjaneta.
Mislufa mill-ġenerazzjoni ta' warajna.
Jiddispjaċi se konna nalquw, wasalna biex ntemmu l-ewwel parti dan il-programm ġdid. Peter, nirringrazzjak tal-li onorajtna bil-preżenza tiegħek.
Nirringrazzja lilkom tal-sedina tal-li ċans nitkellem fuq da suġġett ukoll.
U nissemmija issa għat-tieni parti tal-programm.
Lil dawk li qed isegwu infakkarhom li fit-tieni parti tal-programm se jkollna lill-Professor Antonios Liapis li miegħu se nitkellmu dwar l-attivitajiet ta' riċiklaġġ fuq skala lokali permezz ta' faċilità ta' rkupru ta' materjal mobli u robotika. Nilqawkom issa għat-tieni parti tal-programm. Infakkarkom li qed tisimgħu programm mis-sensiela sostenibilità, riċerka u esperjenzi lokali. Programm li matulu ssiru tafu aktar dwar ir-riċerka fl-iżvilupp sostenibbli li qed issir fl-Università ta' Malta.
In the second part of the program, we will be discussing local scale recycling activities with a portable robotic material recovery facility. And to do so, we have the pleasure of welcoming Professor Antonios Liapis among us. Welcome, and thanks for accepting our invitation.
Hello to you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and the type of research that you conduct at the University of Malta.
Sure thing. I'm a I'm an associate professor here at the University of Malta. I've been here for 10 years, and I am with the Institute of Digital Games, where I do mostly research on technical games, technical games development. I'm mostly looking at how artificial intelligence can be used to play games, to design games, and to understand players so that you can give the players what they want. In terms of my teaching, I mostly teach game development and game design courses. So that's one of the things that we do here.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your journey into AI and computational creativity? What inspired you to pursue this field?
Yeah, so this was one of the hardest questions I got because we're used to, especially in technical research, we're used to asking research questions about how, and we never get the question why. So I had to go back a few years to understand why I got into this. And basically, when I was a teenager or a young adult, I was playing games a lot. I still do, but and artificial intelligence and basically processes, algorithms, could make the game come alive. It could get non-player characters to move around, to do their job, to talk to each other. So it was creating some sort of immersive experience. And the second reason was because AI is very good at showcasing what. Games are great for showcasing what AI can do. So we see it a lot in chess. So chess is a hard problem that AI can solve now. Go got a lot of attention a few years ago about it being solved, but also modern games such as Dota are often used for AI showcases, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a good combination of two things that work well together, right? Both AI for games and games for AI.
Okay.
So how does the sentient sketchbook and other tools you developed contribute to a creative process or creative processes?
Right. So Sentient Sketchbook was a tool I made during my PhD, and it basically allows designers or novice designers to create game levels using an AI companion. The AI companion has fairly extensive and complicated AI behind it, but even today with all the talk we hear about AI, AI is still not at a human level. So it was making mistakes. It was presenting half-baked ideas that the designer could then see, I know how to fix this, right? It was solving the problem of the blank page. If you get something, you can more easily figure out through your own, creativity or extensive human intelligence how to solve it, right? So I would say the half-baked ideas was one reason. And then, of course, other things about visualization, so visualizing what was going on, explainability, so giving some sort of guidance about what to change where, and other things, including playfulness. So when you're interacting with an AI or with a tool, if you treat it as work, you have a specific relationship with the tool. If you treat it more like a game or a playful activity, you'll feel more creative, right? The way we played with Legos back in the day, you can still use AI to do that, right?
Yeah.
And that's also the sentient part of the sketchbook.
Right. This was, it's a complicated reason why it's called sentient, but yes, it's actually because it acts more like a small child than it does, let's say an authoritative voice, which we see a lot of generative AI acting like, they know everything.
Yeah.
Mine was
which
explicitly, yes, mine was explicitly, here's what I did, Dad. And then it would basically tell you, you could actually fix it. Right.
So, but to put it more in layman's terms, you're using AI to construct AI? Did I understand that?
No, I actually I use AI to augment the human creative process. So for a creative artifact, let's say art, right? Mm-hmm. We did some work with generative art, but we see a lot these days about, basically something that you tell what to do and it makes you an art piece. I was more focusing on how it can be part of the process where the human can actually, take turns, drawing a stroke, and then the AI would respond with another stroke rather than saying, here's a complete artifact. So yes, it's more about creating creative artifacts rather than other AI.
That explains, for me at least, much more about the creative process because I think the first reactions to AI was more of a sort of an obedient servant or slave, rather. do this, and What role does computational creativity on the basis of what we're discussing play in the broader societal applications outside game design?
Sure. So computational creativity is the study of the modeling of human creative processes and basically embedding them into algorithms. Now, by doing that, by the human process, the researcher process of, you know, writing down a list of things that the AI should do, we actually understand a lot about the human creative process as well. So it actually acts as some sort of reflection for us, and it enhances studies on human creativity as much as it does on, you know, AI that actually is self-contained, right? The second thing is that as I mentioned before extensively, it can provide inspiration for a human, so it doesn't actually end there. For me, AI should be a helper rather than a replacer of human creativity. And the other thing that is I kind of jotted down here, which is interesting, is AI and technology can become part of the exhibition, of an exhibition piece. So before we had galleries where everything was like, you know, a static image, but now there's a lot of things that are more interactive. So when you pass by, it might detect your face or your posture and make a painting out of that. Or other things like musical composition where the AI is kind of jamming with a human performer. So there's things that are a bit more out there than just, you know, let's say I want to have an AI that pretends to be a human artist, right?
I think that's quite an interesting and innovative way of looking at AI, because as I said earlier, it was, and it still is in certain instances, considered as sort of, okay, now we can relax and leave everything up to to this whatever, you know, because I was talking to one of my students who actually named the AI that he was working with. So sort of, well, I think it's quite fascinating as a concept.
So very interesting indeed. So how does the portable robotic material recovery facility address challenges in waste management now?
All right, let me talk a little bit about that first. So the portable robotic material recovery facility is basically the outcome of a project that is ongoing and it's finishing now. It's called the Reclaim Project. It's funded by the European Union to basically enhance waste management more broadly. But what it does is it deals with sorting materials. So it doesn't do the full circular economy. It just does one small part about, you know, let's say your garbage, then becomes different materials that can then be processed in, you know, in follow-up steps. So it does this by, first of all, let's look at the keywords, right? Portable, which means it can be transported in a container. So it all fits in a container. There's a conveyor belt inside where the garbage goes in. And then there's bins, multiple bins of different materials, which come out. So within the container, so it sounds a bit magical, within the container there's cameras, there's light boxes, there's other tech such as infrared cameras and magnets, and there's robot pickers. So basically robotic arms that go in and pick up the bottle, the PET bottle, put it in the right bin. And then we have different bins that can then be compacted by humans outside of the container and sent to a different facility. So that's it in a nutshell. And why it's useful is because it can be, again, going back to the keywords, portable, which means it can go to different places depending on needs. So we're currently deploying it as we speak in a Greek island of Kefalonia, where it has a lot of tourists in the summer. So a lot of waste, not that many people in the winter. So it is not as needed. So during the summer, it can work there and then move the resulting material to mainland Greece, where there's a proper facility that can process this. So it eases up on the needs of the local communities while still being a part of the circular economy. It doesn't replace the entire the entire pipeline.
When you're speaking about portable, how portable it is, sort of the size roughly, is it?
It's container sized.
All right.
So it fits in a container. It can be carried by a truck. And then you can, you plug it in and you put down the legs And essentially it can, well, as long as it's plugged in, it can work on its own until it's transported back. And the reason why it fits in a container is because humans don't need to be inside, no. Right? Inside, okay. There's a conveyor belt, and then there's robots. If you had to have a corridor to mm-hmm. for people to mm-hmm. you know run past mm-hmm. or other facilities that you might guess, you would need a much bigger space. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like the unique selling point of the PRMRF.
Good, very interesting. So can you explain how AI and robotics collaborate within the portable robotic material recovery facility to sort and recover materials?
Sure. So there's a bit of, it's not magic, right? It's mostly quite mechanical. The waste gets loaded by human workers mm-hmm. into the conveyor belt, and then the conveyor belt just rotates, loops around, and it goes all the way back. So all the garbage that has not been processed will show up later, right? So there is a circular pipeline. So if you miss something, it will not be discarded. It will come back to you. Mm-hmm. And then there's a camera, a normal, let's say, laptop-level camera. It has a high resolution, but not super high resolution, and it has some proper lighting. So that was one of the important studies we did to make sure that there's no reflections and things like that. And based on the camera, it basically understands what material is there, and then the robot grippers are given directions on what to pick where. So the challenge of the AI has three different components: identifying whether this image contains any material of this type, localization, so basically where this mm-hmm. material is, and categorization, which is the most important one, which is basically what material is, mm-hmm. right? So they can put it in the right bin. Otherwise, we would just be putting garbage into, like, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. excuse me for asking, does it make mistakes, for example, mistaking certain plastics, like treating them like glass, for example, or...
Of course it makes, well, first of all, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it makes mistakes. However, the mistakes that it makes are not for example, PET bottles. So the things that it can do very well is bottles and composite paper, basically Tetra Pak, because those are easy to pick up. And, you know, the gripper has a suction tip and it's really easy to, it's made for those. It's more problematic when you have something like a membrane, so a film or polypropylene, because it essentially might cover, it might be transparent, so you might not see it might cover other things because it's big, so you might not be able to pick it up, or it picks up the PET bottle and then it, you know, grabs a bunch of other things with it. So it's more about the mechanical problems rather than the identification problems, mostly. One thing, sorry, actually, I'm going to add one thing. It is also dependent on where you are. So if all of a sudden some yogurt company changes their packaging, that's going to cause problems, right? So it needs to also work with optical sorting. It sees something, it might say, oh, hey, orange things are Tetra Pak because I've seen orange juice is always in this. So there might be some other things that, you know, if it's something from abroad, it might not detect.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that it can learn. No?
On its own? No, that's what we are... it needs human data, right? Like, it needs to actually learn. It needs to get a positive reward. It needs to say, hey, you did a mistake. Hey, you didn't do a mistake. Mm-hmm. To do this, you need either the experts to give their data, hey, like, you know, you made this mistake, or, you know, basically ask citizen scientists, which is... Mm-hmm. kind of leading to the other part of our contribution.
In fact, that was what I was going to ask you. What motivated the integration of citizen participation?
So there's two reasons. There's three reasons. I'll tell you the secret. In reality, it's because it's a cool, unique selling point, because not a lot of applications, well, let's say recycling initiatives, have looked at games. So basically, the coordinator... And myself thought, hey, games might be a very new thing that we could try out. That's the real reason, but then the actual benefits is that it improves awareness. So the games can be made accessible to many, many people. on we currently have it on the Android device, so that's basically a very large set of citizens. So it increases awareness about recycling, it increases awareness about this initiative in general, but also it allows players to annotate data. So there's many different challenges where you have to say whether there's this material in the image or where this material is, or based on the AI predictions, which of these are which material. So there's many different challenges about identification, localization, categorization that I mentioned before that can be playfully providing, playfully receiving data from citizen scientists.
Okay, so how do smaller and local scale recycling facilities compare in efficiency and impact to larger centralized systems?
So I am not an expert in recycling, but the again, the keywords are basically that one is portable. So by being portable, it can basically go closer to the location in need. And it's robotic, so that means that you can have more efficiency, even if you you trade off some mistakes. However, it's important to note that, you know, it still doesn't replace the big waste processing plants. There's still a lot of things that you need to do after you've sorted out what is, you know, which ones are PET bottles that need to go through chemical or mechanical processing. So those are still in place. It's just it can be in one centralized location where you can have many small container-sized things that can solve it in local communities. And also, it's just quicker. It's just quicker to move around. So therefore, you can have a bit more flexibility. Energy efficiency, you mentioned. Surprisingly, the PRMRF that we're talking about ended up being less energy demanding than we initially thought. So we have some panels on the top, and that does something. But in general, because we use fairly cheap robots, not very fairly energy efficient robots, and cheap, because we want this to become a thing that you can actually deploy in multiple locations, it actually doesn't cost that much energy. So we thought we would need an energy substation, but in reality, it just needs a good, you know, not a household power plug, but, you know, a good energy source, and it's good to go. So
we've already mentioned instances where there might be difficulties in identifying and categorizing certain certain waste fractions. How do you see the challenges focusing on the training of AI models in addressing these issues?
Right. So the main challenge is we're dealing with optical sorting, which means you just look at an image and hope for the best, right? So we're using non-material clues, such as, you know, what kind of packaging is it? Is there a, because I mentioned orange juice, is it an orange in the packaging? So a lot of this can change, right? And it's very local. So that's why we need human annotations from locals, ideally, so that people, you know, this is in a Greek island, so if people speak Greek, maybe they can figure out from the packaging what material is. We do have, I'm not going to say fail-safes, we do have complementary tools, such as magnets, which can easily figure out the ferrous materials, such as infrared cameras, which can figure out the density of the material. So there's extra things. But in terms of the, let's say, the simple optical sorting, that's the main challenge. The other challenge is weather conditions. If all of a sudden it becomes super gloomy or it's a storm, well, the light box can do something, but it's not going to be exactly the same. And if it's not exactly the same, AI that has been trained only in sunny conditions will have problems. So there's all these different moving parts, you know, packaging changing, weather changing, loads. So loads changing. So in the summer, when you have a lot of people and there's a lot of trash, all of a sudden you might get a different distribution of waste. So there, it might be more challenging than if you're, for example, you know, when you have a normal stream of waste that is more bearable.
So how does the PMRF contribute to promoting a circular economy in Malta and or beyond?
So first of all, it's important to note that this project does not have Malta as it's not deployed in Malta, it's not tested in Malta, so I can't really answer how much it would help a Maltese context, but it's the two keywords that are important here, that is portable, so it can go to different concerts. I know there's a lot of concerts in Malta, there's a lot of different influx of tourists in different locations, fairly systematic, to be fair, so we kind of know where the tourists will go every year, so you could actually deploy this in an area of need, Gozo or a beach,
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, that's a bit harder than I expect. But but basically, you can have a more local source. And the second thing is robotic. So it basically can do a lot of things that you would need a lot of humans that are trained. And have to work with waste, which is not the best thing to do in the middle of summer as well. So especially for, let's say, summer destinations, which I'm sure we all can think of one, or hard-to-reach locations, not Blue Lagoon, but maybe, you know, maybe some other parts, it can actually help with the first part of the circular economy. And then you still need a waste processing plant to actually process this fully.
But I think, Antonios, as you're pointing out, one of the major advantages of this technology is its portability.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and you actually mentioned them, the problems that at times waste separation facilities in Malta face when it is to deal with festivals, for example, during political events,
exactly.
Feasts, where there's all that amount of trash, which unfortunately I think most of it ends up in one big package and treated as mixed waste. I personally feel that one of the positive aspects, if I'm understanding properly what you're sharing with us, is the fact that it can identify better mixed waste. Did I understand that?
It's a complicated. It's more complicated to because this is still looking at basically what is in the blue bin, as we call it in Greece, or what is in the recyclable, bags that we have here, right?
The gray ones.
The gray ones. So I don't think what would happen if you just put organic waste in there. I'm pretty sure. It would have some problems, including smell. So I don't know if the conveyor belt will be ideal for, let's say, food waste, right? But that said, usually in concerts or political rallies, as you say, there's most of the problems are bottles, right? Yeah. Bottles
and
other things. And then if you can just shovel it into a container, that's less work for the human, and it's also a lot easier to then just take one bin into and then transport it. Yeah. So it is... The automation part and the portability part are a big aspect.
Another hard question, if you allow me. Do you think that this technology or similar technologies can encourage behavioral change in communities?
So I really like that question. I did prepare for it.
Okay, great.
Can any technology cause change, behavioral change, let's say? That's kind of the hardness of the question, right? So I would contend no. It's only if people adopt it. We mentioned earlier about AI or AI, generative AI, if people don't adopt it, then we're not in any danger, let's say, first of all. If people ignore it, then, nothing changes. The reason why we have the games is to make people more aware of these initiatives, first of all, by playing the game just to get points or just to, gain levels and unlock new challenges, you learn more about materials. So I've learned a lot about, what materials are and how I should process them and how, what goes where. So that part is working. The other thing about having it local also, it does let locals understand that, hey, recycling is going on. The main challenge I see for skepticism towards does recycling even happen, right? We take out the trash and people say it's just dumped in the same place. If you actually see it, at least, that there's, here it is, and the robots are picking it, and it's an exhibition piece in a way. So it increases awareness by simple proximity, right? So it's... The tech is more visible, makes the problem more visible. The games make the problem more accessible. But then it's up to us what we take as the next step, right?
Okay, so how do you see AI evolving to address other major sustainability challenges apart from waste management?
All the hard questions in the end, right?
when you're more tired, you know?
Exactly. So AI is, we kind of link AI to automation, right? So we tend to, for a problem like waste sorting, that's great. Let the AI solve it. You know, for something like making packaging or making a product, let AI solve it. It kind of becomes more tricky when you deal with problems that are more subjective in nature, right? So this deciding whether this this bottle should go in the bottle bin or not. Let's say we can all, it's a snap decision. There is right or wrong. It kind of becomes tricky when we deal with other challenges that require human decision-making. So AI will do some things in the coming years, and we see this already in how it impacts education, how it impacts decision-making and ethics, that we will need to be aware of, right? That we cannot just say, hey, the AI said this, so it's okay, right? Mm-hmm. The things that do have some sort of more human element that we might be upset about more easily, we should keep an eye out for how much of it is automated and how much of it is just a starting point for a human to make a decision, right? So I would say there's a bit of apples and oranges situation going on. Just because AI is a good tool for something like waste management in the simplest sense, that doesn't equate that, we should use it for every aspect of our lives, right?
And I think that is a breath of fresh air, because in the sense that I think, as you mentioned earlier, having the technology is okay, as long as we see it as a tool, but to replace human, input. And I would like to make a suggestion. For example, you mentioned the educational impact that this would have if people see things happening. Putting this technology on show during fairs, for example, to get people to see certain things that it does.
So we had two shows. Very good question that I was not prepared. So we actually had two shows the last month or so, because one was basically The Container. So it was a proper recycling show, and The Container was shown, and the different people were processing. We're seeing it in action. The second one was actually showing the games at a plastic recycling show in Amsterdam, where we just showed, we showed a video of the container, but you could see the actual outputs in terms of the games and what kind of things wastes it processes. We even have a game where you role play as the robotic sorter, so you're actually moving materials around. So yes, as an exhibition piece, it's an interesting topic, but you need to actually provide the context to explain that this is, what it is and how it helps and how much of it falls back to the human, the citizen, to actually do their work.
Their part.
Yeah.
Okay. Ubdaw kil-kommenti niġu għall-għaluq tal-programm ieħor fis-sensiela sostenibilità, riċerka u esperjenze lokali.
Nittamaw li sibtuh interessanti u li seżommu l-appuntament tagħkom għal-magħna għall-bħallum ġimgħa fl-istess ħin.
In the meantime, I thank you once again, Antonius, for your patience with us and for accepting our invitation. And I would like also to thank our technical expert, Mark Ajus, for his support. Thank you.